The Bush administration also is expected to propose a new law that would make it easier for the government to seize land needed for new power lines. It's hoped the measure will reduce the number of bottlenecks in the nation's electric power grid. Many in the electricity business say that will help, but they warn it won't eliminate all the obstacles involved in upgrading the nation's energy infrastructure. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The administration says we need to keep building new electricity plants. But folks in the power business say that won't do us any good unless we string more wires to carry the electricity. And Carl Stahlkopf of the Electric Power Research Institute says we're way behind in this department.
Over the last 10 years, the amount of electricity that we use in the United States has grown by about 30%. But the actual amount of transmission that we use to get that ultimately from the generators to the marketplace has only grown by about 15%.
Engineers say at one time the electric grid had plenty of extra capacity. Now years of economic growth have put stress on the system, and deregulation of the electricity business is also changing the way we use the grid. Jim Owen of the Edison Electric Institute says the grid was originally designed for reliability, not for the buying and selling of power that's becoming common in a deregulated market.
Neighboring utilities might exchange power when one of them had some plants down or had some kind of emergency. Right now, what we're seeing is a transmission system that's being used really as a kind of superhighway on a system that really was designed more like a two-lane road.
Power companies say they want to string more wire, but they say they invariably face a mountain of opposition from landowners who don't want high-voltage wires draped across their property. That's where the administration proposal comes in. It would allow a federal agency to seize land that's needed to improve the grid. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has long used the power of eminent domain to speed construction of gas pipelines. The White House wants to give the commission the same ability for electric power lines. Power companies say great, that would help a lot. But they say it will only smooth one small part of a very complicated process. Jim Roberts works with the parent company for Minnesota Power, which has been trying to string a 250-mile-long power line between Duluth and Wausau, Wisconsin.
We do not expect approval from the Wisconsin Public Service Commission until probably July or August of this year, even though we've had this process ongoing for almost 2 years.
Robert says he has met some resistance from landowners, but even if every landowner embraced the new towers, Robert says he would still face a gauntlet of state and federal agencies, each with its own approval schedule.
The National Park Service, National Forest Service, for example, they will not even look at our proposal until the state has taken action.
The eminent domain proposal would not necessarily overcome those hurdles, and the power of eminent domain is not absolute. The government has to pay for the land, and landowners can go to court and challenge whether the seizure is really justified. Georgia gives utilities the right to seize land, and citizens in Rabun County, Georgia, are worried that the local utility may use that power so it can build high-voltage lines through that rural corner of the state. Attorney Robert Denham represents the county, and according to his information, those lines aren't really necessary.
They don't really need to use the high voltage transmission lines that are really much more intrusive on the environment. And they're already in place. They can take lines that are already in place and basically beef them up. They don't need to cut a big swath through the mountains, which is what the people in Rabun County are worried about.
The power company insists it does need new high-voltage lines to serve local residents, but many opposed to the construction suspect the utility just wants to get into the deregulated power market and sell to distant customers. The evolution of the power industry into a national marketplace may have increased the need for new transmission lines, but Carl Stahlkopf of the Electric Power Research Institute says that doesn't mean people will want to look at them.
People really don't like major civil structures built anywhere near them, and it doesn't make any difference whether they're transmission lines or they're freeways or they're dams or they're bridges. There is a reluctance to have major civil infrastructure built near you.
The administration's efforts won't erase that basic fact of life, meaning it will still be tough to build transmission lines and power plants, two things needed to make electricity plentiful and reliable. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.